Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Corporate Governance Law Review.
On Friday, the 14th of August, 2020, Capello and Hammond and Simmons New South Wales Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of New South Wales, Construction Contract, Home Building Act 1989 New South Wales, Implied Warranties, Liquidated Damages, Judgment for First Defendant Builder against Plaintiffs, Claim against Second Defendant Dismissed. In the matter of Jamac Excel Logistics Proprietary Limited, ACN 165961268, Supreme Court of New South Wales, arbitration, plaintiffs sought to enforce award issued by China International Economic and Trade Arbitration Commission as if it were a judgment of this court, leave to enforce award granted, orders made. James Angelis, as trustee for the Angelis Family Trust and Pemba Capital Partners Fund, Partnership LP Supreme Court of New South Wales. Corporations sought release from express undertakings and from implied harm and undertaking. Orders granted. 1 Pro Balcombe Hills Proprietary Limited and Ming Tian Real Property Proprietary Limited. Supreme Court of New South Wales. Contract, consumer law, building contract, misleading or deceptive conduct, plaintiff principal claimed against defendant contractor and its sole director. Proceedings dismissed. Kant and Mad Brothers Earth Moving Proprietary Limited, Court of Appeal of Victoria. Corporations, payment to creditor of second applicant was not unfair preference under Section 588 FA of the Corporations Act 2001 Commonwealth. Appeal dismissed. Argyle Building Services and Franek, Court of Appeal of Victoria, freezing order, contract, transfers of lots, conspiracy, equitable fraud, knowing assistance, knowing receipt, discharge of freezing order, leave to appeal refused. Re Winter One Investments Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of Queensland. Corporations, winding up, summary judgment, first defendant to be wound up on just an equitable ground. FPAA Proprietary Limited and Emperor Proprietary Limited in liquidation, Supreme Court of Western Australia. Corporations, plaintiffs sought to set aside statutory demand, application dismissed.
Thank you for listening.